At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Glauber, of course, of Newsday, honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame for 36 years. 36 years of reporting. That's a long time, Bob.
I'm an old guy. What can I tell you? Still like doing it, though.
Yeah, and we appreciate you joining us. Thanks, man.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bob's got a new book that he wrote with Keyshawn Johnson. We'll talk to Keyshawn next week as well. The book is The Forgotten First. Kenny Washington, Woody Strode, Marion Motley, Bill Willis, and the breaking of the NFL color barrier. It's really cool that you wrote this book, that you guys wrote this book, Bob, because, you know, we think of breaking the color barrier. Most people just think of Jackie Robinson, which deservedly so. We get it in baseball. But it had to be done in other sports as well. And the two of those guys, of course, played for the Browns, Marion Motley and Bill Willis. And it's a big deal, and it doesn't, for whatever reason, get talked about like Jackie Robinson does.
You know, it's a really big deal. And this is the 75th anniversary of that first season that Willis and Motley and Strode and Washington played in Cleveland and Los Angeles. And don't you think that next year, which is the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier, it's going to be massive?
Yeah.
And it's crickets now with this. It's just a weird... It's hard to explain, but it's important what happened back then, especially in Cleveland, when it was Paul Brown who was the Branch Rickey of this story.
Yeah.
You know, Rickey gets credit for being the Brooklyn Dodgers GM who signed Robinson. He knew what he was doing. Well, Paul Brown was that same guy in pro football. He just didn't do it with a lot of fanfare and on purpose, because he knew that it was going to be a controversial decision to sign two black players to the Browns. They were the only black players in the All-America Football Conference. And he wanted good players, and they were black. So it's like you take it for granted today, but it was very difficult beginnings back then. And Motley and Willis, I mean, they faced death threats in that first season when they were about to play Miami.
Yeah.
Paul Brown wouldn't take them on that trip because there were plots to kill them.
Man, it's hard. It's hard to believe, and I guess not hard to believe, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's just so crazy to think about that.
It really is.
Yeah.
It just so is. And those guys had to go through what Jackie Robinson had to go through in baseball. Yeah. And, in fact, Robinson was a teammate of Strode and Kenny Washington at UCLA in football in 1939.
Right.
So there's a lot of threads that run through that story. That it was really cool to research it, and Keyshawn was just such a great partner. And he was, you know, part of the reason that he was so into it is when we first talked about it, I said, you know, Key, and I've known him for 25 years when I first started covering with the Jets, I said, you know, that 75 years ago, integration happened in the NFL in Los Angeles, and you played high school football about 5 miles from where the first black players to reintegrate the NFL played. He goes, get out. I go, yep. And he got kind of annoyed that he didn't know about it or know a lot about it. He'd heard of Kenny Washington, you know, in passing. And it was one of those things where it's like, you know, why don't we know this story?
Right.
And, you know, just so little has been written about it and talked about. But you know what? This is an important anniversary. It's an important milestone. And one of the things we did was bring it kind of to the present tense, because there are a lot of threads that run to the present. I mean, last year, George Preston Marshall's monument at RFK Stadium was removed shortly after George Floyd was killed.
Right.
Well, George Preston Marshall was the most racist owner in the history of professional sports, and he went a long way toward keeping black players out of the NFL, and he was the last player by a long shot, last owner by a long shot, to integrate the Washington team, and it was only under pressure from the John F. Kennedy administration.
Yeah.
So, last year, so what, 16 months ago, his monument is removed.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. And you know, one of the thing with, you know, it's interesting that the Bears and Browns are so involved in this. And, you know, the Bears were involved in that ban, too, of black players for 12 years. And, you know, George Halas came close to signing Kenny Washington. He wanted to sign him in 1940. Kenny Washington played in the College All-Star game. George Halas said, "Hey, would you mind sitting back here? Just wait around because I'm interested in signing you." But he had to get clearance from his fellow owners, and they didn't give it to him. And you know, George Halas could have fought it. He could have been the hero of that story, and he didn't. And so it's just an interesting dynamic. And then you know, George Halas's grandson, George McCaskey. We spoke a lot for this book, and he is one of the most progressive owners in terms of promoting diversity, as are the three other owners of the teams that were around when the ban was in place, and that's the Steelers, Giants, and Cardinals. And those owners of those teams are absolutely interested in promoting diversity. So, you know, it's history, but it's also linked to today's NFL and today's sports world.
Bob, I'm curious, you know, with Jackie Robinson, one of the many big storylines with him was the fact that he had to, you know, they talked to him specifically, Branch Rickey, about, like, people are going to be awful and you can't react to it. Did the same thing kind of happen in football?
Yep, absolutely. I'm glad you asked that, too. It's a really good question, and it's really interesting that Motley and Willis in particular, and Paul Brown told them, He wanted players that he knew would be able to kind of take it. And back then, you had to kind of just take it, because if you fought back, you'd be buying into, you know, you'd be playing into the stereotype. Well, you know, can't handle his temper. You know, this is not going to work. So Marion Motley and Bill Willis took a lot of grief. There was a game against the Los Angeles team where one of the opposing players against Willis had razor blades in his arm protectors, and you know, with tape over his hands, and he had razor blades in there. So, and you know, they would regularly be called the N-word. But one thing happened that was very unique, and Paul Brown knew this was going to happen. One of their first games was against the Chicago Rockets, I believe, and the Chicago Rockets players were given Motley and Willis a lot of grief. And what happened was the white players on the Browns came to their defense. When they saw their black teammates being pushed around, they rose up and said, "Hey, we're with you. Any you get any trouble, it goes through us." And Paul Brown created this brotherhood back then that you see in NFL locker rooms today. You know, NFL locker rooms are one of the greatest success stories in people from different backgrounds getting along and working toward a common goal.
Bob, on a much lighter note, obviously in those days, you know, in the early days of the Cleveland Browns, they had so much success. They won a lot of championships pre-NFL. And, you know, since the league has gone to the Super Bowl era, the Browns have won nothing. They haven't been to a Super Bowl. This is, you know, they go to the playoffs last year for the first time in forever. They, you know, have one of the more talented teams they've had in decades. Do you think the Browns, a drought of never going to a Super Bowl will end at some point here in the next few years? Do you think they have that kind of team?
I do, and I certainly hope that is the case, because I think that all teams deserve a chance. Now, if you're mismanaged and you just, you know, you go through a million coaches, you go through a million different quarterbacks, you don't deserve it, and the Browns have not deserved it. But this seems like a very stable situation, and this seems like a team that is talented enough to compete. That darn AFC is so stacked right? It is really stacked, and it's going to be a tough road. But whoever gets to the Super Bowl from the AFC is going to be battle-tested in a way that I don't think the NFC teams will be. It's just not as deep a conference. So, yeah, I think there is a chance that Cleveland can get there. I think Baker Mayfield has got that kind of inner grit. And I like Kevin Stefanski I think he's got a great football mind, and he's got a really good demeanor that, you know, he's just one of those guys. He's calm in the storm. And I think that really serves a coach well.
What do you think, Bob? What do you think about Baker Mayfield as the future franchise quarterback? You think he has it?
Yeah, I do think he has it. I think there are more steps to go for Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. and I think emotionally he has gotten better. He's a good team leader. Team seems to believe in him. He's still got some physical limitations in terms of being, you know, not the classic prototype size for a quarterback, but. Man, he's competitive as hell. He's got a great arm, and he just loves to win. So, you know, you put that all together, and he's got the ingredients. Doesn't guarantee, obviously, that he's going to win, but I do think he has kind of the intangibles, certainly the swagger, and the football savvy and football IQ to win a championship.
We're talking with Bob Glauber of Newsday. Bob, you know. I'm curious your take. New York football right now is a total disaster. Both teams stink.
Oh, my God.
Right, Daniel
Jones. I
feel
like Tony Grossi covering his team.
He's 100
nothing years
but trouble.
War.
Nothing but trouble. The Jets in particular, right, they never draft the right quarterback. We'll see about Zach Wilson. Are fans giving up after 2 games and 5 picks?
Well, I'll tell you what. There were 4 picks after the fourth one. Against the Patriots on Sunday. I was at the game. It was like 14-12 left in the fourth quarter. Zach Wilson threw what should have been an easy check down that just was hopelessly wide, went off the receiver's hands, and it fell incomplete, and the crowd starts booing. Now, not the whole crowd, but there are boos in Zach Wilson's first home game in the NFL. Like, welcome to New York, my man. And you ain't playing Boise State anymore. So, you know, I think he has got something about him. There is a talent there. There's a kind of a pizzazz with Zach Wilson. He's kind of an electric personality and player. He's got great arm talent. There's no question about that. He's got a great arm. He's got really good football smarts. We talked about that with Baker Mayfield. I think Zach Wilson might be ahead of him just in terms of grasping the game and studying it and knowing it. But, you know, translating that to actually doing it successfully, you know, takes a long time. And so, again, at the beginning, and I think part of that booing was the frustration of, good Lord, you know, we're going through another iteration of this, a new coach, a new quarterback, same old stuff, same old Jets. So there is that frustration. And until you win, that's not going to change.
Bob, Odell Beckham Jr. talked today, and he practiced in full this week, and we think he may go on Sunday, obviously coming off the ACL injury. There is some concern. Do you think Odell Beckham Jr. can ever get back to the player that he was when he was in New York?
Yes, I do think he can. There's a lot that goes into Odell Beckham, one of the most complicated players I've ever covered. I enjoyed covering him. In New York, we had some good conversations and, you know, good private conversations, just kind of talking about, you know, the way things are with the media and players. And, you know, he was a really interesting guy to cover. He was also one of the most talented athletes that you're ever going to come across. So the talent is there. The will is there. Now, but there's something else there that he's got to be mindful of. And that's like, just don't get too wrapped up in the other extracurricular, you know, nonsense that is not going to help you. Don't worry about social media. Don't worry about what fans are saying about you. Just go out and play. And he's had trouble with that, you know. So there may be like a personality thing where he just invites this kind of conflict and turmoil. And I don't think it's very good for him. Just go out and play. Let your play do the talking. You know, he's interesting, and he's always going to be interesting, but let it settle in. Let it settle down. You know, win football games.
The book is The Forgotten First, Kenny Washington, Woody Strode, Marion Motley, Bill Willis, and the Breaking of the NFL Color Barrier. The book is available now, and they can get it all the usual places, Bob?
Yep, bookstores, Amazon, Walmart, wherever you get your books.
Well, good luck with the book. It sounds fascinating, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it very much.
All
go
right,
Browns.
Bob Glauber.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma.
Yay!
Trip to Texas. So go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.